T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Checking in right here in the studio, one of the bravest stunt performers I've ever seen on TV.
Or misguided.
Or film. Please welcome Steve-O to the show.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, man. Now, you grew up, did you grow up in California?
I did not. I grew up in 5 different countries.
Wow.
Yeah. I was
Army
born
kid?
I was a corporate brat.
Oh, yeah. Corporate brat. Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was born in England, spoke my first words in Brazil, went to nursery school in Venezuela.
Wow. Very cool.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And you, but you, where do you live now?
I live in Los Angeles.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And in case you don't know.
The weirdest place of all.
Yeah, you've really gotten strange. Now you're on the way. He got his start on the MTV show Jackass back in 2001. And what, he made 5 movies?
Well, the theatrical releases, there were 3.
3?
Yeah.
Where are the rest of those movies?
Well, we overshot, so
for
each one, there was a whole movie of deleted scenes that went straight to DVD.
Love that.
I got you. So now what people need to know, number one, you're on tour. You're now working as a stand-up comedian. Is that what you wanted to be when you were a kid, or did you have any idea what the hell you wanted to do?
I just wanted to be a professional idiot. That's really what I wanted.
I think you succeeded. When you say you succeeded,
yeah, I think with flying colors, yeah. And I've been doing stand-up for 9 years now, consistently touring.
Do people get to kick you in your private parts on stage?
No, that's over. I reserve that for special occasions.
Ah.
The last person who did that was Sansa from Game of Thrones.
Right. Sophie Turner.
Right.
Did she offer or did you ask?
I asked.
Did you?
Uh-huh. I did. And
rose to the challenge.
Yeah, so over the course of these last 9 years, my worlds have sort of converged. And now this comedy tour I'm on, it's called the Bucket List Tour, which is, the bucket list is all these Jackass stunts that were so over the top, I never thought I was actually going to do them. But now that I'm in my 40s, running out of time before it gets creepy to watch me do it,
You're pretty close, Steve.
I know, I'm getting there.
It never gets old.
So I'm going all out. I'm just going all out. And what this show is a journey through my absurd bucket list. And after each bit, I screen the messed up footage of these stunts. And it's heavy. We got people fainting.
I'll bet.
Yeah. And we got to have legal waivers posted on the
I bet more men
venues.
Faint watching that.
Oh, 100%. I've never had a woman faint.
Talking to stand-up comedian Steve-O. Used to be on Jackass, and he's got his bucket list tour at Caroline's on Broadway. You're doing 4 shows tonight and tomorrow night.
No, it's 2 shows tonight and 2 shows tomorrow night.
That's what I thought. Get tickets at carolines.com. And you actually meet and greet everybody after the show, right?
Yeah, every single person that wants to get a photo gets one, so every ticket's as good as a backstage pass.
Now, wow. you're very recognizable. Anybody that watches TV, and a lot of people watch TV like going through an airport, or they just happen to be flipping through, and even if they don't watch the show, they still remember what the people on the TV look like.
Sure, of course.
So when you travel, you probably have a lot of people come up to you and say things.
Quite a few. And almost more often, it's when I open up my mouth and my voice is a little bit unique.
You ever do that and you see that you're in a crowd and you see heads jerk?
Do people try to attack you at all, or think they're being funny and go after you?
I can't say that I've been attacked very often. I mean, certainly it's happened. But what I get more than anything is, dude, is there any way I could get you to kick me in the nuts?
Oh.
Like, dudes...
I think you're safe here today.
Yeah.
No one's
going to ask.
Dudes will beg me. I mean, it's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you do it?
I got to tell him I'm retired.
Oh, okay.
I've come out of retirement a couple times.
No, nut
kicking. I'm a retired nut kicker.
Right.
What do you do? I'm a retired nut kicker. My 401k I'm living off of.
Pays well.
Well, that's great. Now, the other thing, too, is when you were doing a lot of those stunts, you were wasted back
Correct.
In the day, right?
Uh-huh.
And one day, what happened to you? What converted you? Just wake up one day and say, I can't do this crap anymore.
It was actually my jackass buddy, Johnny Knoxville, who organized an intervention.
Really?
Yeah, and it was time. It was clearly time. So,
really? It was easy to see, right?
Well, it was time.
It took about a week in the psychiatric ward where they deposited me. And then it became clear.
What could they say to you to scare you straight? I mean, you've done everything.
It wasn't what they said as much as the fact that they enacted California's 5150 law on me.
Oh,
so it was a function of them informing me that I was on my way for a 72-hour psychiatric evaluation, which means an involuntary stay in the psychiatric ward. And I was such a piece of work, when I got to the psychiatric ward, they extended my stay.
Oh.
They come down to
no extra charge.
We've got some great news for you.
It was quite a charge.
Yeah, I know. <Right. laughs> Trust me.
You go like this, oh, crap, I don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it ended up being a great thing because here I am 11 years later. It's still clean and sober.
So it held.
Yeah.
That first intervention. Wow.
Well, I'm happy for you, man.
I appreciate it.
It's nice to wake up and remember what you have done the night before, right?
And what they did to you.
Remember that feeling, though? You wake up and you go, oh, did I piss off last night?
Absolutely.
What did I do? You look around and make sure there's no bars. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about jail bars.
Oh, jail bars.
I understand exactly what you're talking about.
All right, Zeebo, thank you so much for taking time to come by here. We do appreciate it. Bucket List Tour tonight at Caroline's on Broadway. Tonight and tomorrow night, carolines.com. And he even hangs out with you after the show, does he? Selfies
cool.
And a meet and greets and all that.
Hey, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you guys.
John Elliott is our weather weasel. He's over at CBS2 television right now. If he were here, he'd probably ask you to kick him.
No!
Yeah, he would.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.